In West Virginia, Governor Jim Justice said this week that 100% of the coronavirus doses that the state has received have either been administered or are scheduled to be administered to a specific person. Here he is on CNBC.
We don't have vaccines in a warehouse sitting on a shelf. We've got them in people's arms.
West Virginia continues to lead the country in the number of people per capita who've been vaccinated against COVID-19. So let's bring in one of the people in charge of making sure that's happening. Retired Major General James Hoyer joins us now. Welcome. Thanks for speaking with us.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, sure. So when the governor says 100% of the vaccines distributed to the state have either been administered or have a specific name attached to them, is that right? That's no exaggeration.
Yes. So what we did early on was working from the local level all the way up is as our vaccines come in and get ordered on that Thursday rhythm with Operation Warp Speed, we work with entities to go ahead and identify those two specific populations and people in West Virginia. And we're on track right now. We've been averaging 86% execution rate, meaning shots in arms a week, but this week we will far surpass that. And I think part of that is having those people identified to get those vaccines.
Okay. Help me better understand how you're doing that, because depending on what metric you're looking at, West Virginia is right at the top of the country of getting these vaccines into people's arms. I don't fully understand how you're doing that though.
Yeah. So I think it goes back to two things early on. Governor Justice pulled a group of us together, and the governor pushed us to laid out four key priorities: reduce the rate of hospitalizations, reduce the rate of deaths, protect the most vulnerable, and maintain critical services to include acute healthcare services we know we need for our population based on the demographics of age and the health issues we have. And by combining those priorities with that construct and then going after and building a network to deliver the vaccines, I think that's where we had success early on.
Well, one of the things I think you're doing is that you're using a local network of pharmacies across the state of West Virginia, not necessarily relying on the big companies like Walgreens or CVS like other states. Is that right? And what kind of difference is that making?
So, yeah, I think what we did was not just limit ourselves to the two pharmacies that were in the federal pharmacy program, was to use every pharmacy in West Virginia, as well as regional clinics, federally qualified health clinics, hospital clinics, and we are building out the network of primary care folks across the state. And if you look at it, in the beginning of this, we pushed vaccines to nursing homes, assisted living facilities, ICUs, and COVID wards, because we knew that was what was going to get us at those priorities. Now what we're doing is, in addition to pushing, we're creating a pull construct where a federally qualified clinic knows how many patients they have over the age of 80 and how many patients 70 to 80. They can start to create those pull constructs of identifying those individuals and say, we're going to have X number of vaccines come this week. We need you to come to get this. And then the other thing that we're going to have to do in West Virginia is, because we have some vulnerable population that are not mobile, is to be able to get out to them. And regional clinics are going to be important, but all the way down to local health departments are going to be important as well.
And what about the National Guard? What role will they be playing?
We've got National Guardsmen who are working side by side with local health departments and our Department of Health and Human Resources to do epidemiology data. And we've got National Guard young men and women who are managing the doses as they come into those hubs and then getting them delivered out to the right places. The burn rate of PPE, we are now making our own PPE. So if we have another hospital surge, we can be able to take care of ourselves.
Oh, wow. And that could be a lesson for other states who are not quite as advanced here on this issue as you are. Now, we also heard your governor say that West Virginia needs more vaccines. Are you satisfied with the federal government's response to your request? Are you getting what you need from the feds?
I was on multiple calls this past week with my governor where he was pressing the federal apparatus to get us more vaccines. As the governor tells me every day, you know, Jim, every shot we get in an arm is potentially saving a life. So we need more vaccines. We would like to, you know, we're going to get 23,600 first doses for next week. If we had 110,000 doses, we could move them out and get them done.
Wow. Retired Major General James Hoyer leading West Virginia's COVID-19 vaccination drive. So far, it sounds like it's going pretty good. Thank you, sir, for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a great day.